I think that's our time, Melissa. Hey, how are
you?
I
believe so, it is. Good, how are you?
Yeah. I'm good. I'm really good. I need to share some great news with you. You know, I was trying to run outside, and it got better, and then I would fall apart. You know, my foot, I'd run really hard, and, you know, and I was talking to you some, and I was like, then I got this message, run on the treadmill. So I did not, for about a solid month or so, I ran on the treadmill. And I got to tell you something. I started running outside, and it's not hurting anymore, and then you can just enjoy the run. I'm doing what you do sometimes. I turn the music off and just run and listen to, you know, birds, they chirp all the time. Did you know that? So, and I'm figuring that out when I'm running. Yeah, that's a great feeling.
Keeps
I got
you cool.
home last night. I know, right? I got home last night as I was running. I was like, man, go again, right? And I said, no, I'm not going to push it. So I ran this morning, and it was just beautiful. And I'm so grateful to be healthy. I really am. And I'm grateful to be doing what I'm doing and meeting some really cool people. On the, you know, running that I'm running with and that are running with me and that kind of thing. And I know you're out there, and I spoke to Sarah yesterday, and we were talking about she's doing, putting some music together for meditation that Angel Coaches is creating. I hope it's okay with you. I didn't even check with you, but you said
before
it was okay.
Absolutely.
Okay. So, I'm excited about that. And, so I would like to create a meditation for runners, and then what we're going to do is put it on the and your daughter can do the background music if that's okay, and that way she can get known for her music, right, as well as the meditation for runners. What do you think? Is that good? So,
I love it. I love that idea.
I know, right? Exactly. And we say, and special thanks to Melissa, because without Melissa, Sarah would not be done. It's meditation. You know, so anyway, so we're doing some different meditations because I find that really, really works well for me. You know, I know you do your own form of meditation, but I like running is a form of meditation, but to really put everything in practice, right, to get it all lined up, there's something like a good 5-minute meditation in the morning, right? And, I say, let me be the best runner I can be. And what do you think about that? Meditation, prayer, what's your thoughts on it?
I find that I do that at night to relax my mind before I go to bed.
Okay.
I find that I sleep better when I just relax and do some deep breathing, my gratitude, my thankfulness. It puts me to sleep. And I get good sleep, wake up refreshed, ready to roll.
Well, I think that's wonderful. And I like that too. I really appreciate it. But, you know, I know that you go to church, and I was reading, and I appreciate that because you shared some things that have really helped you in running. Like there's a verse that you shared with us a month or so ago, those who are listening now or later, that really helped me. I don't remember it, but in everything give thanks, or right? Is that the one? Corinthians, the one in Corinthians, in everything give thanks.
I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
There you go.
There's different versions, but yeah.
Yeah, but bottom line, it means you're never by yourself and you got help on the other side, right? So
yep.
In heaven land. So I found this prayer by Jake Ducey, and I've got a couple of runner pictures that were sent to me, so I can post those, and also this prayer. And this prayer is like asking, I don't know if you've ever asked this, okay? But I ask to be the best runner, best version of myself running that I can be, okay, right? You know, does that mean I'm the fastest or the slowest? It doesn't matter. But to have strength and courage to be that. And so I started using this, that Jake Ducey said to how to ask and how to pray. I mean, you're coming from your heart. And he says, always ask from a place like you've asking, but you know you're receiving it. So, you know, it's kind of like Christmas. You remember Christmas, I'd like a swimming pool for myself, for my grandma, my aunt, right? Yeah. We knew we were going to
Well,
get
you can ask.
Yes.
First, you have to be thankful. And then
right.
when you ask, you get it in his time and not always what you want. So, you know, you got to just give it up. Give it up to him and whatever is to be, to be.
Well, I'm going to agree with you a little bit. But I agree in divine timing. And my dad and I were talking about that yesterday. I said, Dad, when you're running in an event, you want to be the best you can be because that's in the time that the event is, right? So hopefully that's God's time, right? And but Dad said to me, he goes, you know, I want to do something, and I'm not getting an answer on this, and I'm having to wait. I said, did you ask for patience? He goes, I have. I've asked for patience. I go, well, Dad, don't ask for patience because then your higher power, God, will give you not wave a magic wand saying, Agrabadabra, you're patient now. He's like, great, here's a situation where you can learn to be patient. So I don't ever ask for patience.
Exactly.
I'm patient. I agree with what you're saying, though, and everything. But I also know, too, that if you're asking for patience, that's what you're going to get, learning how to have patience. So be very clear with that. And grateful is true. Be grateful because, you know, you're going to get your prayers answered. But I would love to post that video on our Go Run for Fun Fitness, and I'm going to. It's a prayer video. But he says it's in the Bible, and, you know, and I'm non-religious. I'm just spiritual, but I think that there's wisdom there. And the way he says it, I used it, right? And the best thing happened.
Right.
I used it and said, God, I've got to, because I ran in a 5K. I didn't run nearly what I wanted to run, but I ran. And I said, I really don't want to feel any pain in my foot. And I got to tell you, I asked, and I knew I was going to get it. And I ask, for like you do, I ask early in the morning or late at night. I prefer early in the morning because I fall asleep. I'm like dead tired. I don't know how you do it because you're like cooking, cleaning, working, taking your kids everywhere and taking time for yourself. So kudos to you.
Well, that's like my number one prayer is, please, God, give me some energy to deal with all my life. No, I'm just kidding. That's my first prayer every day. Just kidding.
Yeah. Well, you know, I know that to be true because I talked to your daughter yesterday and we were talking about these meditations and she says, I go, where's your mom? I want to talk to her. She's cleaning the floor or something. I was like, is that a sign to leave her alone? Yeah, better you leave her alone. Okay. So I'll call her later, right? Anyway, but yeah, your daughter told me that. It's a cute little thing. But one of the things that I said, I just don't want to run with pain. I don't want to fear the pain. I mean, I know you know what that's like. Have you ever put your foot down and think, oh, please don't hurt? And so you're saying, oh, please don't hurt and afraid of the pain rather than enjoying the activity or the run, right?
The run, yeah.
I got to tell you, I'm not breathing in, holding my breath. It hurt a little bit every once in a while yesterday, today, but I'm running consistently and I'm running a couple of miles. I'm so grateful for that. And I don't have to think about, is it going to hurt when I put my foot down? And it doesn't. And I use that prayer. And it's not about a certain way, like praying, like, dear God, you know, whatever. It's not like that. It's like your belief, believing you're going to receive it even before you ask it. And he breaks it down. Mm. And I was like, oh, my, you know, and I was like, it's so true. So, you know, I did that too as well. And it changes your whole way of being. I think I'm a pretty good driver, but sometimes, this is going to sound so stupid. I think to myself, I really hope I can pull in this parking place because it's really small, right? And I have a small car, I have a little VW convertible, and it's small. But, you know, I've always been afraid of that. So without even realizing, I said, give me strength to just to be able to park in these tiny little spots because bigger cars need bigger spots, right? And, you know, now all of a sudden I realized I was doing it, didn't even realize I was doing it. So when you let go, that's two small things right there with the foot and the running. When you just let go, things can happen. Miracles can happen. And just expect a miracle, right? And I know that you do that all the time, you know. And, I was talking to our friend that we had on last week, Kelly, and she's lost 7 or 8 pounds now, right? And and she asked me, she goes, do you think I can have a cheat day? I go, I love her. Because I just take a cheat day. I never ask, you know. So,
I think without the cheat days, you know, sometimes that, you know, if you don't give yourself that little bit of grace.
It's
hard to move forward sometimes. So if you give yourself
sometimes
that little break, you're like, okay, this was good. And then it helps you keep going.
Right.
And you don't
right.
go through that spiral downwards and go in the opposite direction.
Wow. That's always hard. So, and you know, and I don't know how you are, but do you pick yourself up with eating a cookie, or do you pick yourself up with reading something positive, or do you do both? Nothing like eating a piece of chocolate cake and listening to Grant Cardone, I think. But what do I know? Right. So,
on like an awesome, awesome day, I pick myself up by, instead of sitting on the couch and watching a video, I just get out there and do some sort of movement, because it changes my endorphins in my head. It really does. I mean, if I were to stay home, say if I was in a funk, I don't know if I could pass up that one cookie. You know, I could just, I would spiral. So my best thing is really just to get movement in, for sure.
Oh,
and you know,
yeah,
yesterday,
right?
I wasn't like I was in a bad mood yesterday, but I just knew, okay, well, Sarah's going to the movies. Is she going to go to the gym with me, or like, how can I fit that in with her? And then I just had to say, you know what? I'm going now. Would you like to come? Because you're going to the movies later. And she was like, well, no, I'm doing X, Y, and Z. All right. Well, bye. And that was like my hour and a half of like peacefulness, and it made me feel so good. And I was happy that
That's good.
Got it done.
Melissa, I'm really happy for you. So I want to tell you something, and everybody's going to be able to listen to this, but you know, you and I have wanted to, I was going to save it, but I'm going to share it with you. So you and I have wanted to, and we are creating, it's just taking a little bit of time to get the propellers moving. I feel like we're Orville Wright. And with that, Oliver Orville Wright, the Wright brothers, creating the first airplane to take flight, right? We're doing that with our
good things
club.
Come to yeah. those who wait.
Yeah.
It's coming. It's a ride.
Yeah, exactly. I hope it's not 102, but that woman is running at 102, so maybe, right?
Did you see the guy that was 94 that, oh, God, I should have taken a screenshot. He was like 94. He was like 94, and his goal was to do his 5K and be top in his age group. And of course, he got it. 94 did 5K in like 42 minutes or something. I'm like, oh, wow.
Well, sure. Do you have that on our?
There's no excuse. I do not, but I'm going to search it up and I'll put it on. I'll put it on.
Yeah, put it on.
It's amazing.
That's amazing. Yeah, so I've got some other runners. They're not 94, but, you know, that we can put on there that sent them to me, so I'll post them. And I was looking at it before, so you post, I'll post, and that'll be good. And all ages,
I mean,
you know what I mean?
The younger people than 94, it's got to give you some sort of encouragement that you can look at a man or a woman, 102, 94, and be like, how can I not be the best version of myself? I mean, look at what they're doing. That's why I always say, you know what? I'm not going to listen to my ortho doctor, and my marathon is still in my bucket list. No matter
right.
what, it's going to be in my bucket list.
Good for you. Does your ortho doctor say, take it easy, don't run right now? Or what's the ortho doctor say? Just out of curiosity.
Well,
is that okay?
You know, I can't. Yeah, no, it's fine. I went in because I was having really bad either knee or ankle pain. And he said, I would suggest just working on your 5K time. Because I told him, like, I want to keep doing this. I have a marathon in my goals. And he just kind of looked at me and kind of shook his head. And I was like, you know, if you train right, you feel right, it'll happen. And everyone out there is going to hear it, that I did it. Because it's going to happen.
Yeah. Well, you gotta. I'm gonna send this prayer to you personally, so you can listen to it. Cause it's who you are. Okay, do you understand? So I hope that's okay. You'll enjoy
cool.
it. But
yeah,
I'm gonna
absolutely.
Do the, okay. And Winston's saying I'm gonna do it with
to
you.
Say.
Okay. What do you call him? Winnie or Winston?
Winnie.
Winnie. I like Winnie.
Winnie.
Okay. Oh, cute. I like Winnie. So you're gonna do it no matter what. You know. I tell you, use doctors as a guide, but don't let them lead you because you're not thinking for yourself. I love Western medicine. I use it myself, but I never say, okay, that's your – okay, let me put it like this. You know, I've had sugar challenges, right, and in the past. And I have low blood sugar now, you know what I mean? But – one of the things that I did a long time ago is that a doctor told me, he says, Tree, walk side by side with us, you know, with your sugar challenges. He said, don't try to let us tell you what to do, because we're looking at the whole sugar problem. Look at you and know what you can do. And I go, okay. So it made me stronger, right? And I use them as a guide. But then I'm looking at the guy, like my eye doctor, you know, he's a runner. And I'm looking at him, and he looks like a runner. So he's saying, hey, be careful when you get your eyes dilated or whatever you do, you know. And I know he's telling the truth because he's not looking at me as a woman. He's looking at me as somebody that runs and wants to run and all that. But I'm looking at him. He looks apart. He's older, but he looks like he's in shape, right? So when he's talking to me, I know that he runs. So if he's trying to tell me what to do and he's overweight or he's sloppy, not sloppy, but he's like older and acting his age, then he needs to put the, like in the airplane, he needs to put the mask on himself before he tries to put it on us, right? Any doctor, any medical professional, anybody. As a parent, that's what we do with our kids, right? We put it on ourselves and then we put it on the kids, right? So,
right.
And I've never forgotten that, right? So I look for doctors that, you know, when I go to see a medical professional, you know, for whatever reason, sugar or whatever, that I look for one that, you know, I walk into his office and I literally do interviews, and I was like looking around, I was like, and looking at him, I will find out if he works out or does anything, right? Because if he's going to tell me to exercise or not to do something, then he better be walking in my shoes, right? And because he needs to put the mask on him or herself before he tries to put it on me, right? So that's key right there. I don't know if that makes sense, but good for you. You did that with your ortho doctor,
no,
right?
Yeah, no, it makes sense.
You know, and he was great.
Very quick to say, hey,
little...
I can shoot your knee up 3 times with cortisone. Forget it. No way, man. Took a break, relaxed, and then, you know, my knee, there's no pain in my knee. I do have a little burning in the ankle, which, you know, it is the startings of arthritis, but that's not going to stop me. It's not going to stop me.
Right?
Period.
Look at Miss Lady that started running at 100. She's 102 now, right? And Mr. 94, you know? Yeah.
Tell me
they don't have
any aches and pains.
Well, you know what? I have a friend of mine that was 29, got her hip replaced, okay, because she's a super athletic. So, you know, age isn't just a number, but if you take care of your body with good nutrition, like you do, and I know that you use Weight Watchers, and you know, drinking water, I've learned from you, more so being conscious of it as a runner, you've really inspired me with that, and that's what I'm doing. And then I'm super much more aware of people that, you know, if I'm going to let someone be a guide for me, you know, like a doctor or, you know, or whoever, then I'm going to make sure that they are taking the best care of themselves before they try to take care of me, right, as a client, patient, whatever you call us, right? And I think that's what you're doing. Yeah, you know, so I actually interview them, like I said, but that's not for everybody. It's just what I choose to do. And but you look like you're in shape and you're doing well. I saw your picture the other day. I was like, wow, amazing. Because, you know, others, they don't know Melissa's in Virginia and I'm here in South Florida. Is it hot over there in Virginia, just out of curiosity? Is it burning hot?
We've gotten a slight break. Now it's like 83. Yesterday was beautiful. It was in the 70s yesterday. Today's 83, and I think it's supposed to stay in the 80s. It's not going to be as humid and hot as it was. The heat was getting to me, and even in the gym, it was pretty rough. So I welcome this for sure.
Yeah. I know, right? I was talking to somebody, you know, Kelly, with the girl that was on yesterday or last week. She's from Idaho, right? And I was like talking to her, and she goes, "Oh yeah, it's like 55 or 60." I was like, "Oh my gosh, that's great rainy weather." But they have it southern; it can get pretty cool there. I know, right? You're thinking the same thing I was.
Yeah.
I was like, "Yeah."
Well, you know, actually with the little break, I'm kind of like thinking, "Okay, what kind of race am I going to do in the fall?" It's got me thinking.
You guys have, we have a marathon run and I love the, and not marathon, we have a Halloween run. I think it's a 5K and a half marathon, right? And I love that, right? I've done it before. And then, you know, the color run, which a lot of people do, and I think they're fun because you can run at night. Do you like running at night? That, you know, they have it well lit and there's people running, families and everything. I love to do a night run. What about you? Have you ever done one?
I've never done a night run. I'm a little too scared of little, you know, animals that are black and white that like to sink you out.
Well, they do. They have a run in the park, right? And so everything's well lit, and there's tons of people running, you know, dogs, kids, and all that in some of these runs. And I love the night run. The color run is a lot of fun. And, of course, they have the jingle jog, which is always fun, too, as well.
Mm.
So, Yeah, you've ever done the jingle jog? I love the jingle jog. Everybody dresses up in Santa Claus. I can't wear the Santa Claus outfit because I get too damn darn hot. Sorry, you know. So anyway,
no, I've never done one for Christmas ish.
Well,
never done
fun.
One. No.
Yeah. You know,
Thanksgiving
so,
was usually like my big one. I always did it the day of. Yeah, the day of, and then like, you feel good when you eat. So you don't overeat, you make good choices.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I didn't do it last year, I don't think. But I did run, like, in the neighborhood.
Oh, nice.
Got to get back.
Yes, I hear you.
Yeah.
I got a little surprise for you. You want to hear it? For you, okay? You ready? My
sure, why not?
You're like, what is she talking about? I'm going to get together with someone today that is going to actually help put Angel Coaches, the run group that we're creating. She has a method that is very easy to do and pretty inexpensive, and I'm going to get it done so we can start bringing people on. Okay? Do you understand? To run.
Cool.
And start a run club.
Yeah.
So what I may do is find out the information and get you on the phone with me so you can hear it too and get excited. Okay? So is that not cool?
I'm already excited.
I like,
yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So anyway, we're running out of time. So what are some things you want to happen the rest of the week? Are you running every day, every other day, going to the gym? How does that work? And are you running on their treadmill, which I know you are, and doing weights? Or
I am running on the – I am running on the treadmill. I switch it up all the time, but I have noticed that I went from, and you probably understand this, and those that are listening who do run on the treadmill. So I started at a 4.0 and then went to a 4.5, right? And now 4.5 feels like a 4.0, so now I'm up to 5.0. which is a 12-minute mile. So I am seeing not only success clothes-wise, the scale is going in the right direction, but I'm also seeing it on the treadmill. So I've been more treadmill than pavement lately because I like to see that change, and I push myself, which is always crazy, as Sarah would say. So no, I'm to the point of I'd like to go to the gym every day. So I'm hoping this week, every day I go, I switch it up. I do biking. I do weight training, which I know I've mentioned at the beginning of the summer. I wanted to do that, and I'm seeing changes with that. And running and rowing. I mean, every day it's something different. It's not only running. I never thought I'd be doing this, but I really like changing it up every day and knowing I'm getting something in that's going to benefit me. That's my goal for the week.
Okay. Like being good for yourself. I got
How about
this
you?
Thing here. Thank you for asking. I am running every day. I am, and I'm running outside because I love outside and running on the treadmill for that solid month, which they told me to do. The angels, you know, my spirituality, that's what I call it. It made a difference, but I trust that. So now I'm enjoying the run process and preparing for the next event because I wanted to do that for like events that help people. So we're doing one for autism the 8th of August, so I'm excited about that. I'm also going to the gym today to do some strength training, and because you know what? That's so important, and you don't think it's important, but it's super important because it helps you run faster if you're working on your legs and making them stronger. And I was like, who knew?
Absolutely.
Right, that's it. Yeah, so that's it. So rowing, I'm going to do that. I always think about you when I row, remembering how you learned how to row, and you already knew how to row, and one of your family said, let me show you how to row. I was like, wow, she can row circles. Anyway, that's all another story. Family, you can't live with them. You can't live without them, and you can't leave them by the curb where they belong, right? Sometimes. So. Anyway.
Sometimes, for sure. Just think of yourself only. I got to become a little, worry about myself.
Listen, you know what, Melissa, there's nothing wrong with that. I know that, I don't know how you've ever, I know this about you. You felt like that you're under, like, somebody else's jurisdiction rather than your own, right, so to speak. You know what I mean? And you were the little sister.
And also I always, with my own family, I put myself last, and that wasn't working for me. So what I got going on is better for everybody.
You got to get the mask on yourself
first. It's true. So true.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, so, and you know what, whoever you're dealing with, if they're an expert in whatever, doctor, whatever, make sure they look the part rather than trying to make you look the part without them just being average at best. You know what I mean? So,
take it with a grain of salt. I mean, I don't want to say don't listen to your doctor, but like take it and then, I don't know. Take it, but don't give up on your dreams. You know, if you really want it, you can do the research and make it happen. And
right.
Not get hurt.
Oh, I know. Right.
So watch out, people. You'll be seeing my my marathon time soon. No.
Yes, exactly. I'm excited about that, and I think that you're going to be amazing doing it. And I agree with you. Don't ever not listen to your doctor, but find one that is going to give you advice, but does advice himself, right? It's like our parents.
Yep.
We never did what they said to do. We did what they do. It's just the way it is. And it's the time. Anyway, but you're amazing, and I know that you've got a lot of love and joy in your heart, and you're doing making a huge difference for your kids. So hit us up on Go Run for Fun Fitness, and you're going to say your line that gets us to have a good day. Until next Tuesday. What do you usually say? I love this.
Until next time. Get out there and go run.
And take a shower and eat your vegetables. Bye, everybody.
Yep. Bye.